It's Barbara Bittner, and it's spelled B-A-R-B-A-R-A, and my last name is B-I-T-T-N-E-R.
All right. Thanks for taking the time, Barbara. Appreciate it. How would you assess the current business climate in Wisconsin?
It's a struggle. I work in the healthcare industry. We own assisted living communities, and we manage them for other owners as well. And it's very difficult. The staffing issues are extremely difficult in healthcare. We have raised our wages sometimes up to $27 an hour, and we still struggle getting staff. The other thing is the economic conditions for the staff, even at the higher wages. We still have people that don't have gas to get to work. You know, we're Ubering our staff to and from our facilities just to make sure we have people to take care of our seniors.
So how can policies on either side help rectify that?
Inflation. We need to get inflation reduction, whether it's our supplies, our food vendors, everything's up, but also energy. We need to get the price of gasoline down so that our shipping costs go down, our vendor costs go down. That's probably one of the biggest things.
Yeah. Okay. And I think Trump can accomplish that?
He did it his first round.
And okay.
I think we will have, I mean, I have a picture when he was in office of gasoline at 99 cents.
Okay.
No, that's Wisconsin, of course.
Right.
I absolutely think we were doing well. We were doing well under Trump, and it has been a very difficult time under Joe Biden.
Yeah. Okay. And can I ask, obviously you think Wisconsin's a great state.
Absolutely.
How do you define make America great again?
Just a roaring economy where everybody has the opportunity to live out the American dream. And I'm not talking about being a rock star. I'm talking about being able to start a family and not having to choose between what we're going to eat or the diapers we're going to buy and put on our little people's butts. I'm talking about, just having a climate where we're safe in our communities. I mean, that's a huge thing. People don't feel safe. Opportunities are being taken away from illegal immigrants. We are losing resources in our communities, whether it be our schools, our police, whatever it is. When you have an influx of that amount of people, our housing costs, our staff can't afford this kind of rent.
Yeah.
You know? So those things are really, really important. And I do believe that Donald Trump can turn around.
Yeah.
I do believe he and his policies can turn this around.
And how do you think both parties can work together to turn it around?
Well, I'd like to see us work together.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that we can find some unity in this. I know politicians want to divide us, but people on the ground are not divided. We all want basically the same things. We want a house. We want education for our children. We want to be able to put food on the table, and we want to be able to retire at some point and not worry how we're going to pay our bills.
All right.
So I think those are kitchen table issues, and I'm hoping that we can bring this back together. We need to do it. We can't keep fighting like this. We can't be so divisive and trying to drive wedges between people.
Very good. Thanks for your time, Barbara. Appreciate
it. Thank you.